Welcome everyone, you're listening to the Western Plains Cultural Centre podcast series.
Okay, joining me today is Jess, our collections officer.
Hi there.
Caroline, our assistant curator.
Hello.
Kent, our curator.
Hello.
And today we're focusing on Art Express. Okay, Art Express is an exhibition of exemplary works from the 2011 HSC Visual Arts, and this year we've got in the collection 16 different works that are representative of each of the different expressive forms that they're able to create works in the HSC, and these are a particularly high standard from the works that were submitted for last year. Okay, Kent, we'll start with you. In your years of curating Art Express, what have you noticed about the works? How have they changed and stayed the same? Are they becoming more sophisticated? Is anything being lost or gained?
I think over the years, the students' works have definitely got much more sophisticated in many respects, particularly artists working, students working within new media, photo media. There's definitely been a shift in the artists basically producing the work, the concepts, etc., at school, and then getting the works professionally printed and fabricated. So there has definitely been a shift in those sort of new technological aspects. But also I think that the students are definitely picking up on, and this is something that evolves over the years, but they're starting to look at a broader range of artists, being inspired by a lot of contemporary artists. For many years there would always be a Brett Whiteley influenced work, where a student has either appropriated a Whiteley or used that technique in their work. And that's certainly not noticeable anymore, but there are certainly other artists that have replaced Whiteley as influential, as sort of artists, I suppose, that say something about Australia as a nation that students relate to. So there has been changes in those respects, but in other respects it is essentially still a case of students expressing something about themselves and about the world they live in. And as that world changes, then those works have changed.
I think there is, though, I agree with Kent that there's been a lot of changes in terms of technique and medium and in terms of what students use that way. One thing that seems to constantly remain the same, however, is the issues that the students look at, which I think that continuity is a good thing for students who are viewing the show because it makes it relatable. You know, my problems are the same that these kids have gone through. And it's very of its moment. It's very of those students that they're at that point in kind of late teens where you're trying to work out who you are and how you relate to the world. So for all of the kind of changes that you see in Art Express, the continuity in terms of subject matter quite often is actually one of its strengths, I think. And it is something that students can constantly, at this very similar age, look at and relate to. So it does have a unique ability to be both technically innovative but conceptually very consistent.
Actually, Andrew and I were just discussing this morning, as you referred to, Kent, the fact that they're doing things like photo media and producing them on such really, you know, particularly large scale. Mm. We're talking about the disadvantages or maybe disadvantages that rural and remote kids have in accessing the ability to print things like that, and how the markers factor that in, you know. Who really knows? But it's definitely, like, it's a fantastic option, but it is in some ways a limiting option for kids out this way who have access to, you know, Big W and Harvey Norman as opposed to amazing, you know, photo places.
That's exactly right. I think that, you know, in looking at past shows, you know, we've always sort of cynically said you could tell the private schools.
Right.
And, of course, that's making a very big generalisation, you know, but you could see where students had spent money. And I think it's probably in those areas that you see it. Certainly in terms of the mediums that are more related to the hand, so drawing, sculpture, painting, etc., there hasn't been much of a shift. I mean, you know, you may see a difference in quality in terms of, you know, the stretcher on which the canvas has been stretched, but in the most part, they remain consistent. But it is in those areas where you're taking the work that you have, you know, photographed and taking it to someone else to fabricate.
Mm-hmm.
That's when you're seeing maybe a disparity between those can afford high-end fabrication and those that have to sort of go with something they can afford, or just, you know, somewhere that they can only access.
Yeah.
You know, there's not a lot of, you know, places that print, you know, say Type C photographs onto Diasec, or, you know, there's a whole host of things that are available to city students that aren't necessarily available to country students. But by the same token, what's always been interesting about Art Express is that the country students have never had access to the galleries as well and the kind of culture in the big cities, but they've always managed to get into Art Express consistently because I suppose it's that isolation that produces the creativity.
Right.
And at the end of the day, as we know, you know, it's not really going to matter how well the photo is printed. If the photo is good and it's communicating something really interesting, then the work's a success.
Yeah.
It can be printed well or not printed well. Either way, that's what markers are looking at. Mm-hmm. They're not going to be looking at, you know, how well it's printed.
Been reproduced, yep. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, thinking about what Jess was referring to in terms of themes and how consistent they've been over time, it's always an interesting perspective to have a look at Art Express and see what's concerning the youth of today. Caroline, can you tell us a bit about what you think comes through in this exhibition of the 16 works?
Yeah, I think picking up on what Jessica said is the one consistency about Art Express is the angst that screams from the walls whenever Art Express is hung. And it is a reflection of how... where the students are in their lives and their progression through school, their progression through life. By the time you're in year 11 and year 12 and you're 17 and 18 and you really reach the end of your tether with the conformity of the school environment and every other subject in school is, you know, based on, you know, memorising facts and fitting into a box. So art is all one subject where you can really let loose creatively, and I think Art Express is a really great example of that, and that's always the thing I walk away from Art Express thinking is that, you know, that period of intense emotional intensity of that age, and, you know, Art Express is this distillation of inward concerns and then outward concerns. You're also at a point in your life where you're becoming too aware of the outside world and myriad of complexities and faults. And one theme I picked up on quite strongly in the show as a whole is a concern within physical environment, pollution, degradation of the environment. Rachel Johnson's work, she's from Manly Selective School, and... she's actually had one work censored from the exhibition. It's quite interesting to see a blank space on the wall in the art gallery. And then Anna Zong, who's painted about greed and consumption and sort of reflecting on what will become an increasing problem with Western society and the obesity epidemic. And you can tell that these... students are really becoming aware of the issues that are going to shape their lives, and yet still completely preoccupied with their day-to-day existence and their day-to-day anxieties.
I think it's interesting. I mean, in many ways, Art Express is like a litmus test. Mm-hmm. You know, it does show us what young people are concerned with. And it's interesting when you hear that, you know, people sort of saying, oh, you know, this generation is so self-absorbed. But we're still seeing the same kind of things that young people are concerned with. And I think it would be quite worrisome if they weren't dealing with those things. And in some ways it's probably an indictment on our society that they are still issues that they're dealing with. And so I think it is... in many respects, you sort of look at the show and go, oh, okay, yep, kids are still interested in that sort of thing or concerned about those sort of things. But I think it does force us to re-examine these issues, you know, however simplistically they may be exploring them, they still are relevant as subject matter for artworks and a concern for young people. And hopefully, I suppose with any year, you would hope that those kids go off and try to change some of those issues, however idealistic that may sound. But, you know, I think that it is interesting to sort of look at, say, with this year, the sort of the emphasis upon the environment and our impact upon the environment is a feature in this show, and for an exhibition that really is about young people expressing themselves, they are making comments about the world in which they live.
Right, thank you, Kent. The last thing we're going to think about, Jess, goes to you in terms of how important this featuring in the Art Express exhibition is for the students who actually do get their works on the walls.
I'm sure it's tremendously exciting for them and important, but I think Art Express, I think its value lies less in the students who are shown in it and more for the students who see it. I think as an exhibition it is a cross-section of what students are doing from a range of social backgrounds, educational backgrounds, genders, regions. And really its great success as an educative tool is to encourage the next generation of kids that not only is what they're thinking and feeling relevant and important, but one of the ways that you can communicate that is through art. I think there is, or it's always good to remind young people that art has value and has meaning and has the ability to help them express whatever they're feeling or whatever their concerns are. So from my point of view, I think while Art Express certainly encourages kids to look at maybe art as a career, I think its great function is to remind us that art is relevant, that it has power to communicate, and it has the ability to get kids thinking about what they're concerned about, what they're worried about, and how they can work through that through art. So I think Art Express is really about the kids that visit the show, really.
Yep. All right, to finish off, I thought we might reflect back on our own art experiences. We're all art students, were we?
Yep.
Yes, also visual arts. Yes. All right, so I just wanted to let the audience know what you felt in terms of your art education and what it contributed to you in terms of where you are now.
Gosh.
That's a big question.
It is a big question, yeah. Well, for me, I was lucky enough to have had a young art teacher who had not long been out of uni, and he was extremely enthusiastic. As a student at Dubbo High, we didn't have an art gallery in Dubbo at that time. So our experience of art was definitely through books. Mm-hmm. But he took us down to the Biennale 1 year, and that was really a critical defining moment for me. Nice. So my art education, certainly within a school context, did have a large impact upon my career and my outlook on the world. So I was very lucky to have a great teacher. Absolutely. Who instilled within us a kind of love for art and an understanding for art. So, you know, it was great for me.
Caroline?
Well, it was definitely the most fun I had at school in class, but I found my teachers were really focused on the production of work rather than the theoretical side of it, and I can understand that, but it's one of my big regrets that I listened to my teacher who discouraged me from doing art theory on the fact that not enough students could do it, or there was some logistical reason, or perhaps he just didn't want to teach it. And I still, you know, regret that, and I would hope that art teachers can support students who aren't necessarily going to be artists but are interested in art, and there is that facet included in the curriculum that it's not all about making art, it's also about appreciating art.
Well, my experience, I did art in high school, obviously I did it for the HSC, and I look back at the work I made and cringe at how deathly serious it was. Mm. You know, it was all that feminism and religion, and it was just so ridiculous. But my great love of art, I kind of had the opposite experience as Caroline had, is that my teacher was all about theory, and so that my kind of art education comes from books and comes from the writing and the looking and the thinking, not the making of art. So I tend to kind of look at Art Express, the students who got into it, with a tinge of jealousy that they can make it and I can't. But also an awareness that, you know, for all of those kids, you know, within Art Express you might have 40 different kids, and if only one of them goes to do art after that, that's a good thing. I mean, it's really, I just would like people to kind of be aware that art has value in helping you appreciate the world at large, not just art.
Yeah.
It's important for communication and understanding, you know, politics and society and relationships and all different kinds of things. And you don't necessarily have to do that by making art, but just being aware of its value, I think, is a really key thing that Art Express can do.
I think the other really important thing about studying the visual arts is that it teaches you about creative thinking,
mm-hmm.
and problem solving. And creative thinking applies to everything. And so even if we're not going off and studying art or even appreciating art, the ability to be able to think creatively about a problem is something that visual artists do daily.
Exactly.
And so in my role as an education officer years ago, I always would say to a group of kids that art's the most important subject at school, much to the disgust of science teachers and maths teachers. But there's a lot of truth in that, because we use creative thinking in all of those areas, and we use aesthetics and our ability to imagine, scenes and concepts visually in maths and in English and in science, etc. So I'm certainly not being facetious in saying that. I think there is truth to our ability to be able to think outside the square, and I think that's taught through the visual arts.
Absolutely. Okay, well, we'll leave it there. If you haven't already, come down and see Art Express. Also, Mr. Peter Ayland has given us a marker's perspective on each of the works, so that's a fantastic document to pick up on your way in, and to have a think about the works from that particular perspective is really quite interesting. All right, thank you, everyone.
Thank you.